Amen. I'm thankful for his word tonight. Let's go to the book of Isaiah, chapter 55. Isaiah, chapter 55, verse 6 through verse 9. Amen. Isaiah 55, verse 6. Are you there tonight? All right, that's fast. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Amen. Amen. Call upon him while he is near. I believe he is near here tonight. And I believe that as long as we live in this world, he is going to be near to us. He's just waiting on us to realize and recognize his nearness and to call upon him while he may be found. Amen. While he is near. I want to preach about that just a little bit here tonight. And let's get into the word of the Lord. Amen. I'm thankful for the word of the Lord tonight. Father, we thank you for the word of God, and we ask you to anoint it to our hearts. We ask you to speak to us tonight. We give you praise. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. 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 God bless you. You can be seated tonight. And I missed a couple of men, but everybody that helped out with the painting, I'd like for you to stand tonight. Everybody that helped out with the painting. All right. We missed Deontay again. He wasn't here this morning. He's in the bathroom. All right. Let's give these men a hand. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Brother Reed led that. And the church looks so nice. It really does. And we appreciate all of your help. Amen. Somebody pass the word along to Deontay. Will you do that, Melissa? All right. Praise God. God's good tonight. And it's good to be a part of the church. You know, opportunity, they say opportunity for real blessings. They don't make themselves available every day. And the wise person is the one who knows what he is looking for, and in a sense of the word is has the spirit of an investor or has the spirit of a treasure hunter. Jesus talked about this in Matthew 13 and verse 44, and he said, again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto treasure hid in a field, the which when a man hath found, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath, and buyeth that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, who when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. Amen. And so there is a treasure hunter when a man found it. I believe in the context here, it is like a merchant man seeking goodly pearls. I believe that both of these instances here, these parables that Jesus gave us, give us the real wisdom and knowledge about what is most important in life. We must be seeking for the good things in life. Amen. And what is most important in life? Well, it's not gathering things in this world, but it is our relationships. That's what is most important in this life, and the highest relationship that we can have is our relationship with the Lord. Amen? Amen. It's our relationship with the Lord, and it really implies here in the parable that we just read that God is not the most obvious thing in this world, not from the carnal mind. In other words, he's not standing on the street corner making himself available, but he is hidden. The Bible talks about the hidden treasures of wisdom. Amen. that a man of wisdom will draw it out of that deep well. It is not obvious to everyone around, but it becomes obvious to the one that is a treasure hunter or knows value when he sees it. Amen. What we need is to know value when we see it and to go for the value. Praise God. And I believe tonight that we can find the Lord if we seek him. Anybody else believe that? I do. I believe that tonight. Matthew 7 and verse 13 builds on top of that as well. Matthew 7 and verse 13, enter in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Amen. So they're looking for it. They're looking for that straight and that narrow gate, looking for the gate to heaven. And according to the Word of God tonight, the gate to heaven is the church. And I thank God for the church tonight. Amen. It is the gate to heaven, and it is where we can find God. Yes, God is everywhere, and we can seek him, but if you are close to God, God will lead you to the church. Amen. Because the church is his body in this world. He is the head of the church, and we are members in particular. Amen. And that word find there, I looked it up, and it literally means to come, to meet, or to discover by the eye, or to gain first sight or knowledge of something that is lost, to recover either by searching for it or by accident. Amen. And so the condition of our eyes, amen, something that is lost, to gain it first by sight or knowledge of something that is lost. And so we must have spiritual eyesight, and we must have knowledge, amen. We must have the ability to receive knowledge and wisdom and understanding. You can look in Ecclesiastes, you can look in Proverbs, and it talks about wisdom and knowledge and all of those things, how they are the principal thing, and they are the things that will bless you. Amen. Matthew 7 and verse 7 and 8, a few verses up from there. The Bible says, ask and it shall be given you. Seek. Everybody said, seek. Seek and you shall find. And so there is a seeking that is required for each of us. Knock and it shall be opened unto you, for everyone that asketh receiveth, he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Amen. And so when it talks about seeking here, it lets us to know that God has not made himself readily accessible and in the respect, or maybe I should say he has not made himself readily apparent. Amen. And the old song that is sung, standing somewhere in the shadows, you'll find Jesus. Amen. And he was there all the time, just waiting in line for you and I to call upon his name and to reach out to him and to seek his face and to know his will for our lives. Praise God. Praise God. It's this woman having 10 pieces of silver. Let's see here. Having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, doth light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently until she find it. Amen. In other words, it is not going to be found immediately all the time because it is just not that apparent. Amen. And the whole thing here is to seek God while he can be found and to call upon him while he is near. Amen. The most important thing in life, the most important thing in life is a relationship with the Lord. Amen. And too many people today see themselves as the most important thing. And that's why we have a generation today that does not know God. Amen. A generation that is seeking for political answers. A generation that is looking within themselves for answers. But if you're not looking in the right place, you're not going to find the treasure. Amen. If you're not looking in the right place, you're going to find something else. You're just going to find a lot of hard labor and a lot of digging, a lot of searching, and you'll never find what you're looking for. Amen. But if you are seeking for the right thing, if I could just preach to somebody here tonight, if I could just reach one person here tonight, that it really doesn't matter. Anything in this life does not matter except having a relationship with God. Amen. A deep relationship with God where He is number one and where we seek for His wisdom and seek for His way. Because as we read, amen, the wisdom of God is higher than men, and that His ways are far, far above our ways. And so we must seek His way. We must seek His wisdom. We must seek His knowledge, because there are some in Scripture, it says that it is too high for us to comprehend. Amen. And some of it that is not that high, it's hard to comprehend. Amen. But it is for those who will seek after it. That's why I believe that the Word of God is very important to us, because it is the Word of God. Amen. It is the Word of God that gives us wisdom and understanding. It is the Word of God that gives us direction in our lives. It is the Word of God that is there sitting on the coffee table. It is the Word of God stacked in with all the rest of the books. Amen. It is the Word of God that may be a place on your website somewhere. But I'm telling you, there is much, much more to it than having a Bible on your shelf. Amen. There's much, much more to it than just saying, I love God. Amen. It is drawing near to God. Call upon Him while He is near. And whether we realize it tonight or not, He is near here tonight. He is as close as the mention of His name. He is as close as our breath. Amen. He is on our lips, the Bible says. His name is on our lips. And it doesn't matter how far away you are from God. And it doesn't matter how much you're struggling with this, that, or the other. I'm just here to tell somebody tonight, if you will seek Him or call upon Him while He is near, the Bible tells us He may be found. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Luke chapter 19 and verse 10. Let's turn there tonight. Not only does it tell us that He is near and that if we will seek Him, we will find Him. For those that are seeking God, now this is really interesting and it's very exciting as well, is not only does God put upon us the need to seek Him, but it lets us to know that God is seeking for us. Amen. Luke chapter 19 and verse 10. For the Son of Man is come to seek. Everybody said seek. Seek and to save that which was lost. Amen. And of course, He was talking about going to Calvary. He was talking about coming and opening the door of salvation for many that would come and seek His face and do His will. Amen. But I believe that that scripture applies to all of us that are here tonight. Amen. Somebody came and knocked on your door. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Somebody shared the word with you. And it was not just an individual. It wasn't just a person that came along and talk to you about the Lord. It was God using that person, Amen. And it might not even be somebody that knows God themselves, but just that word that is spoken that gets you to thinking. Amen. And before you know it, you start thinking, then you start seeking. Amen. Well, praise God. Some things are hard to find, and I wonder if it was hard for God to find me. Amen. I was way out there in the darkness. I didn't have any hope. I was without God and without hope in this world. But somebody came and knocked on my door. Somebody called me on the phone and said, "Hey, I'd like for you to come to church with me." And my response was, "I don't need God." But I'm telling you what, he was knocking on my door and saying, "Come on, I'll bless your life. I'll lift you up to a higher place. I'll bless you more than you could imagine." Amen. And he was seeking for me. He was seeking for me, as the old song says, to save that which was lost. First Chronicles 16 and verse 11, it says, "Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face continually." Amen. And so we seek the Lord, yes, but what are we seeking the Lord for? Are we just seeking him to receive the Holy Ghost? Are we just seeking the Lord for a blessing? Are we seeking the Lord for just this, that, or the other? But the Bible says, seek the Lord and his strength. Amen. Because, folks, we are not strong without God. We are weak without God. And if we will seek him and seek his strength, amen, but not just to seek him for to find him and to receive something like his strength, the Bible says to seek his face continually. Amen. To seek his face. His face is like the sun that is shining, that brings life upon this world. Amen. That brings hope to all of us, that takes us out of the darkness of our night times and brings us into light and gives us a new outlook. Amen. The face of God will do that for you. Amen. The face of God will do that for us. If his face is turned toward us, and I pray many, many times, God, let your face to shine upon us. Amen. Because when he smiles upon us, everything begins to grow. Amen. Everything turns green. Everything looks beautiful. Amen. Flowers begin to bloom, and all sorts of good things begin to happen when God's face is looking toward us. Amen. Folks, we've got to seek his face continually. It's not just once in a while, but we need to do it on a daily basis. To seek the face of God. Amen. To seek the strength of God. Somebody said amen. Amen. Acts 17 and verse 27. He said that they should seek the Lord if haply they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. Amen. Did you know tonight that God is near to you? Did you know that God is so near that the Bible says he is not far from every one of us? There's not a one of us that God is far, far away from. Amen. And it says, happily, if they might feel after him and find him. Almost sounds like somebody who is in the darkness. Amen. And they're feeling around trying to find the door to the room. Someone who is blindfolded in a cave, and they're feeling around. They don't want to bump their head. They're feeling all around trying to find an opening, a way out of this situation. Amen. Sometimes life is like that, isn't it? It's almost like the darkness, and you're feeling around, and you're trying to find answers, but it seems like that it is so dark you cannot find the answer. Praise God. But he is not far from every one of us. If we will just seek him, all of a sudden we will touch him and we will find him. Praise God. And when we touch him and we find him, We find strength. We find light. We find everything that we need. Praise God. 2 Chronicles chapter 12 and verse 14 talks about Rehoboam. And this is the result of not seeking after the Lord. 2 Chronicles chapter 12 and verse 14. And he did evil. This is speaking of Rehoboam. Because he prepared not his heart to seek the Lord. This was Solomon's son, Rehoboam. Amen. And he was actually the king. I remember the story of his father, Solomon. Y'all remember Solomon. He was a wise man. He was a blessed king. And God lifted him up to a high, high place. We find that when he was just a lad of a boy, probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 5 years old. I think maybe we've got one that's in that area, a couple that's in that area tonight. How much can you put into the heart of a little boy? Amen. But in a dream in the nighttime, God spoke to that little boy. Amen. Young men here tonight, open up your mind and your heart to God's will for your life. Praise God. Over the years, I've heard of young men, that God called to preach when they were very, very young. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. I'm not trying to call anybody to preach here tonight, but God has a purpose for us. And he had a dream as a young lad, and the Lord spoke to him and said, give me what you want. Tell me what you want, and I will give it to you. Amen. I will bless you with whatever you ask me for. He didn't ask for the biggest Lego set. Amen. He didn't ask for a new car. He didn't ask for things that boys would ask for, some friends to play with or whatever. He didn't ask for that. He was literally far, far ahead of his time. And he said, Lord, there's just one thing that I would like to have. I'm so overwhelmed with this thing of being the king. I'm so overwhelmed by this thing of the kingdom of God. I don't know how to go in. I don't know how to come out. I don't know what to do. I don't know the right thing to do. I don't know the right approach to this, that, or the other. Lord, I don't want anything except wisdom and understanding. In other words, Solomon was literally saying, God, the only thing I really want is you. I want you more than anything else in all of the world. And there was a big smile on the face of God, and God turned his face towards Solomon. Somehow or another, it was not transferred to his son Rehoboam. Amen. And the Bible says he did not prepare his heart to seek the Lord. And what we've got to do is we've got to prepare our heart to seek the Lord. And the only way that we can do that I know of, is through humility and through submission and repentance. Amen. And when we talk about preparation, it would go right straight to John the Baptist, who was preparing the way for the coming of the Lord. And he preached repentance. He was preparing the hearts. The Old Testament prophet talked about it and said he is going to prepare the hearts of the fathers and the hearts of the sons, and he is going to deal with the heart issues. But Rehoboam did not prepare his heart to seek the Lord. We've got to prepare our heart. And the only way that I know of to do that is to go to the Lord and seek him and begin to confess and begin to repent. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Amen. There's nothing better than a good season of repentance. Amen. Ezekiel and Daniel, I believe it was Ezekiel, the great prophet in the Old Testament, was by the river. He was a prophet. He was about to get caught up into visions before the Lord. And he was confessing his sins. He was confessing the sins of his fathers. He was confessing sins, and all of a sudden he got caught up in the Spirit. Amen. He was literally an example of preparing a person's heart to seek the Lord. Amen. Well, I want visions and wisdom and understanding. The very first thing we've got to do is we've got to confess. Amen. We've got to prepare our hearts. And when we prepare our heart to seek the Lord, the Bible says we will find Him. Well, praise the Lord. It's a revival message for anyone that will accept it. Amen. John chapter 4 and verse 5, the Bible says, "Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. And Jacob's well was there." I've seen Jacob's well. It's out in the middle of nowhere, it seems like. It's not in a very beautiful place, but there was something at this well. Amen. And in those days, they had to draw the water for their daily water. They didn't have faucets and all of those kinds of things, but they had to go down into the well and draw out water, or they had to let the bucket down and bring the water up and then take it home. It was a daily process. It was something that they had to do on a daily basis. Now, when you talk about something that you do on a daily basis, it is very easy for that thing to become common and ordinary. It is very easy to to just say, "I've been to that well 1,000 times. In 3 years, it would be 1,000 times. And who knows how many thousands of times this particular lady had gone to that well. She knew what the bucket looked like. She knew what the surroundings looked like. She knew what the water tasted like. There was no thrill. There was no excitement. But there was something here in the heart of this lady, and it was a desire for a better life. Amen. It was a desire to make sense out of everything that was going on in her life. She had 4 husbands, and the man she was living with was now not her husband. And so you can put all of the pieces together. You can understand a little bit more about the heartaches and the hurts and all of the things that had gone on in this lady's life. And up to the well, there came a stranger. Amen. And the stranger was Jesus. He was hidden. Actually, the stranger was Jehovah God of the Old Testament. Amen. The God who created the heavens and the earth. The one that the Bible says was very near to all of us. Praise God. Do you feel Him here tonight? Amen. Well, I'm telling you, He was that near to her. And she did not recognize Him because He was an ordinary-looking man. There was nothing about Him that was spectacular or fantastic. There was nothing that you would desire Him when you saw Him. But there was something about Him that was compelling. Amen. It was the question that He asked her. It was just a few words that He spoke to her. And He said, "Give me something to drink." And He knew the implications of this. He knew that the Jews had no dealings with the Samaritans and that it was an uncommon question for a Jew to ask of a Samaritan woman. And so it sparked her attention, and she thought, as she did with all the other men that she had been with, that maybe this one is the one. Maybe this one will make me happy. Maybe this is the answer to the prayer of my heart and the cry of my heart. But she was not necessarily looking in the, she wasn't looking in the right place, but she was looking in the right place because this man was God manifest in the flesh. Praise the Lord. It was literally God, God Almighty, that stepped up to that well because He was seeking that which was lost. Amen. That which knew that it was lost. Amen. That which had no hope within their lostness. Amen. And he went and he sought for them. Are you looking for answers tonight? I'm telling you, the answer is in Jesus Christ. Praise God. He is the mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. Our answer is God. Our answer is the Word of God. Our answer is to draw near unto God. You say, well, what is the question? It can be any question. The answer is God. Amen. The answer is the Word of God. Praise the Lord. He is everything. He knows everything. And He can help us with every situation. And He said, give me to drink. She said, why are you asking me? And He said, if you knew the gift of God, He turns it right over to God. He turns the subject over to God. It's not drinking water now, but it is a subject of God. Amen. He said, if you knew the gift of God and who it is that saith unto thee, give me to drink, thou would have asked of him, and he would have given you living water. Praise God. If you only knew who I was, lady, if you only had eyes to see, ears to hear, if you can only feel around in your dark cave a little bit longer, you'll find that I'm standing over here in the corner. Amen. You'll find that I'm very, very close to you, even though you think you're all alone. Amen. Even though you think that nobody understands what you're going through. Amen. He's standing in the corner of your dark cave. Praise God. And He's just waiting for you to find Him. And when you find Him, praise God, there's going to be a change of life. There's going to be revival that takes place. Amen. All of Samaria eventually received the Word of God through Philip, and the whole city of Samaria was baptized in Jesus' name and received the Holy Ghost. What a revival that took place in Samaria. Why? Because of a woman. Amen. Because of somebody who had prepared her heart in a broad sense of the word. I understand that. But she had prepared her heart to receive that treasure that she had been looking for her whole life. Luke 24 and 13. Well, praise the Lord. And behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which is from Jerusalem about 70 furlongs. And they talked together of those things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holden that they should not know him. And he said unto them, what manner of communications are these that you have one another as you walk and are sad? You know, it's amazing that whenever the Lord speaks to people, he speaks right to the very heart of the issue. He doesn't beat around the bush. He just speaks right to the heart of the issue. To the woman at the well, it was a drink of water because that's what she was there for. She was thirsty, but she was thirsty spiritually. And here is a couple of men walking down the road, and he says, what manner of speech do you have here? And as you walk and are so sad, why are you so sad? What's wrong? Amen. The Lord wants to ask us, what's wrong? Amen. Why are you so sad? Why is your heart disturbed like this? And they were open and they were honest. They didn't know this stranger. They didn't realize that it was the one in the corner of their dark cave that was standing there, calling out in a whisper, why are you so sad? Amen. And then when you hear his voice, you get a little bit closer and you begin to talk to him. Amen. And you begin to reason with him. And he begins to reason with you. And they said, what manner, why are you so sad? One of them answering said, art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem and hast not known the things which are come to pass there in these days? And he said unto them, what things? Amen. I never get tired of reading this story. how the Lord, he knew what was going on. He had the answer. Amen. But he wanted to know if they had really prepared their hearts. And he wanted to get them to a place where they could really listen. Not just listen, but hear the voice of God. And to know the truth here. Why, this is just a stranger. Are you a stranger here? Have you just passed through the land and you don't know what's going on? And he said, what are you talking about? Please explain it to me. And by getting them to talk about it, by getting them to talk about their deep, dark depression that they were in at that point in their life, he began to find out where they were really coming from. And I believe the Lord wants us to go to him in prayer and to pour our heart out to him. Well, praise the Lord. Is this Wednesday night or Sunday night? It's Sunday night. All right. I thought it was. Praise God. Why are you so sad? Oh, Jesus of Nazareth, we thought he was the Messiah. We put our stock in him. We put our hope in him. We put our confidence in him. And now they've risen up and they've killed him, and 3 days have gone by, and his body is gone, and we don't know where they've taken him. All of our hope was in him, and he said, oh, fools and slow of heart. Notice it goes back to the heart again. Oh, fools and slow of heart. Oh, my, what a rebuke. I would not want God to call me a fool. Amen. And the Bible says we should not call one another a fool. But he said, oh, fools and slow of heart, slow of heart. It's taken you more time than it needs to here. I want to show you who you're talking to. I want to show you who it is that is in control of this situation. And he said, consider this scripture with me, would you? And they said, all right. And he quoted a scripture from Genesis. Genesis 3:15. I'm just guessing, but he went to Genesis 3:15. And the seed of the woman shall bruise the head of the serpent. Amen. Ultimate victory over evil. And they said, well, okay, yeah, what about that? Well, let me give you one in Exodus. Amen. It is the blood that maketh an atonement in Leviticus. And Deuteronomy, and all the way through Malachi, amen, where he talked about John the Baptist, and then he talked about the coming of Jesus Christ, amen. And he went through all of the prophets of the Old Testament, quoting scripture after scripture after scripture, and for some reason, they still did not get it, amen. Because I think sometimes we come to the well so often that it becomes commonplace and it becomes ordinary and it just becomes that same voice, amen, that same preacher, the same church, same services, and after a while somebody can slip in and be right in the big middle of the Holy Ghost and we don't even catch it. Amen. Oh, God, help us to prepare our hearts to seek the face of God. Help us to prepare our hearts. I don't want to have a slow heart tonight. I don't want to have a slow heart. I want to be quick. Amen. Quick to receive the Word of God. And it is the Word of God. Amen. To this man will I come, to him that is of a contrite and a broken spirit, and one who trembles at my word. Well, praise the Lord. Let's stand together tonight. He went into their house to have some lunch, and he broke the bread and blessed it. And the Bible says their eyes were opened. God, help us to have our eyes open. Let me have an open eye. Let me have an open heart. Let me have an open spirit, like the people of Berea who openly received the word of God, and the Bible calls them noble, amen, because they received the word of God with gladness, and they were ready to receive what God had for them. Are you ready to receive what God has for you? Let's pray together. Come on, somebody, lift your voice with me, and let's pray together tonight. Lord, we lean on you. Lord, we put our trust and hope and confidence in you tonight. We give you thanks tonight for your goodness to us. Thank you for the Word of God. Thank you for this tremendous opportunity that we have. Thank you for the blessings that have come down to us. Oh God, help us to prepare our hearts to seek you while you can be found and to draw near to you, to seek you while you are near. Amen. While you are near. Praise God. We find ourselves in that deep, dark cave often. The Bible says, many are the afflictions of the righteous. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. On the job, at school, everywhere we find trouble spark comes up out of the ground. The Bible says, as the sparks fly. Almost, you can almost picture a bolt of lightning hitting the ground and sparks flying everywhere. Amen. That's what happens in life sometimes. And we find ourselves in that dark cave and we're feeling, amen, we're feeling, we're looking, we're trying to find something that seems recognizable. Amen. There are times in life where all of a sudden you take a turn in the road and you don't know where you're at. Where can I find something solid to hold on to? Well, if you'll just keep on seeking, don't just stay where you're at. Amen. Don't just stay where you're at and just go around in circle, in a circle, just trying to find something, trying to get a hold of something. Amen. Just launch out and reach out. Amen. Because you'll find that he's in a corner somewhere waiting for you to reach out and touch him. And when you touch him, your whole cave will brighten up. And he'll say, come and follow me. This is the way out. This is the way out. Just follow me. Amen. Lord, how can we know the way? Amen. He said, you know the way. He said, there is a way. Well, Lord, how can we know? We don't know the way. We don't know where you're going, and we don't know the way to get there. He said, I am the way. What a profound statement. I am the way. Amen. If you'll just seek me, I'll show you the way. Praise God. He doesn't show us the path. He doesn't give us a map for the whole situation, does he? But he says, just come on down this road a little ways, and I'll lead you down this road. Then if I decide, we'll turn another way. We'll go another way. Amen. Just like the children of Israel in the wilderness, when the cloud would lift or the fire would lift, they would follow the cloud and they would follow the fire. Well, how are y'all going to get out of this desert here? We're going to follow the fire and the cloud. We're going to follow the fire and the cloud. Amen. When it lifts and it begins to move, we're following that. We're not going off over here somewhere, but we're going to follow it. We're going to seek him. We're going to keep our eyes on that cloud. We're going to keep our eyes on that fire. We're going to have a watch at nighttime, so if it moves at night, everybody can be awakened and we can get prepared and we can move at a moment's notice. Amen. Because we want out of here. We want to get to the promised land. We want to get to the promised land. I want to get to the promised land more than anything else. Amen. I don't have a personal agenda here tonight. I'm here because God called me here. Amen. And I'm on my way to heaven. That's the most important thing to me in life. Praise God. And I hope it's the most important thing to you as well.